复苏哈。
We know, our theme this year is spiritual revival.
我们一直都有一些灵命复苏的系列，所以希望能够对大家有帮助。让我们一起来攻读今天的经文。
Let's all read the scripture together.
今天的经文是在记载在撒母耳记上一章十到十八节。
Today's scripture is reading is First Samuel chapter 1 verses 10 through 18.
好，我们一起攻读，来攻读神的话语。好，预备，请。
Let's start. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were not moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? But put away your wine, not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my... Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace and may the Lord God of Israel grant what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something and her face was no longer downcast.
啊，过去我们分享了几位圣经的人物，他们得到灵命复苏的例子，包括以利亚，包括大卫啊，摩西等等，但是都是弟兄。
We have shared several examples of spiritual revival of the biblical figures, including Elijah, David, Moses, etc. But they are all brothers.
那姐妹需不需要灵命复苏啊
？Do sisters also need spiritual revival？
好像只有三个要啊。有人需要，有人特别需要啊，特别大声。
Some people sounds like a needed.
弟兄姐妹都需要灵命复苏。
Both brothers and sisters need spiritual revival.
那我们今天跟大家分享一位姐妹啊的灵命复苏，就是 Hannah， 她是怎么灵命复苏的
？So today we will share with you the spiritual revival of Sister Hannah.
我们知道 Hannah 是一个伟大的母亲，因为她生了一个很出名的儿子，叫撒母耳。
We all know that Hannah is a great mother because she gave birth to a famous son, Samuel.
撒母耳成为以色列最后一位士师，也是以色列的开国元勋。他的成就跟地位对于当时以色列而言，可说是深深影响整个世代。
Samuel became the last judge of Israel and was also the founding father of Israel. To Israel at that time, this kind of achievements and status had profoundly influenced the entire generation.
但我们知道，如果没有哈拿的话，那根本就没有撒母耳。
However, if there were no Hannah, there would be no Samuel.
那像这样一个伟大的母亲，原来她的一生并不是一帆风顺的，也是经历一段灵命的复苏，才能够后来才能够实际经历神在她生命当中极大的祝福。
But even for such a great mother, her life was not smooth sailing.She also had to go through spiritual revival so that she was later able to actually experience the tremendous blessing that God had in her life.
我们从刚才所读的经文看见，她原来是一个生命愁苦的妇人。
From the scripture that we just read, it can be seen that she was originally a miserable woman.
但是后来我们读到最后，她脸上不再有愁容了，她经历过真正的灵命复苏。以至于后来他才被神使用，并且完成当时代神伟大的计划。
But eventually she was no longer depressed. She had experienced a real spiritual revival so that she could later be used by God and accomplish God's great plan at that time.
那我们来想我们自己，好像我们不管我们生命有多光景，有多糟糕，多么不顺心、不如意，甚至愁苦。我相信我们也一样能够跟哈拿一样，可以翻转我们的生命，并且可以完成神在我们生命中那个重要的计划。
Now let's look at ourselves. No matter how bad our life is, how difficult, unhappy, and even miserable, you can also be like Hannah. Turn around your life, and even accomplish the important plan that God has in our life.
所以我们生命就不再愁苦了，而且呢，我们的生命将会有意义了。
Our life will no longer be miserable, and our life will become meaningful.
那到底哈拿是怎么样经历灵命复苏呢？我认为有三个原因使哈拿得到灵命的复苏，相信这也可以成为我们的学习。
How did Hannah experience spiritual revival? I think there are three reasons which led to Hannah's spiritual revival, and it's a good lesson for us.
好，第一个呢是诚心，也就是她坚持不停止的祷告。
The first one is sincerity, is persistent prayer.
好，让我们一起来读第十节到第十二节，好吗？
Let's all read verses 10 through 12.
请。
Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but just give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord.
好，旧约圣经当中有提到四位不孕的妇女，后来都是得子，只有哈拿她是自己祷告来的。
There were four infertile women in the Old Testament who later had their sons, but only Hannah got her son by praying on her own.
Sara 呢，她得神应许要生孩子，但是她却暗暗喜笑，岂有这种事情？
Sarah was promised by God to have a child, still she laughed at it.
利百加呢，自己不祷告，是丈夫以撒替她祷告求来的。
Rebecca herself did not pray.She got her son because her husband Isaac's prayer.
那拉姐呢，只会跟她丈夫发脾气。你不给我生孩子，我就死了算了。
Rachel will only get angry with her husband and said, "Give me my children, or I will die."
但只有哈拿在神面前，我们刚读的哈，她是坚持不停的、不住的祷告。
Only Hannah kept on praying persistently.
而且哈拿的祷告非常清楚，她说什么？他说：“你若眷顾悲女的苦情，眷恋不忘悲女，是我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
Hannah's prayer was very clear. She said, "If you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him the Lord.Given to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
他的祷告呢是迫切的、坚持的、流泪哭泣的，甚至是许愿立约的。
Her prayer was imperative, persistent, crying, and she even made a vow.
啊，请注意哈，我不鼓励我们跟神祷告用立约哈、立约立许愿立约的这种祷告，除非你真正有感动，你要这样祷告。你就一定要守住你对神的承诺。
Remember, I don't really encourage us to make a vow in our prayer to God unless you are really moved and you must keep your words with God.
因为传道书是这样，五章四到五节这样说，我们一起来读好吗？
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, let's all read together.
对，请。
When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill.
我们人常常就是许愿，随便乱许愿，结果自己都忘了，许什么愿都忘了。
People make a vow cavalierly, so they often forget their vow.
那如果这样，宁愿不要许。
If that's the way it is, you'd rather not to make a vow.
但是呢，哈拿的祷告并不是这样，她许的愿是真诚的，是不改变的。
But Hannah's prayer is not like that.
事实上，哈拿从一开始，她不是只有这一次祷告啊，我们都以为我就只有这一个祷告，这一次的许愿而已。No， 她从一开始就这样祷告，从第三节我们就可以看出，她就开始这样的祷告。
Hannah had been praying all along. We can see it in verse 3.
然后呢，他到十二节呢，还说在神面前不住的祈祷。那这样的祷告呢，是没有停止的，坚持直到神垂听为止。
In verse 12, we could see that she kept on praying before God. That prayer never stopped. She continued until God heard it.
这就像路加福音十八章所记载的，有一个窃酒的寡妇来到那个不义的官面前，一直求，一直求，求到那个不义的官都受不了，替他伸冤为止。
As in Luke 18, we know that just like the persistent widow crying out to the unrighteous judge to get justice, even the unjust judge couldn't take it anymore and granted her a request.
那耶稣就期待我们就能够像那个窃酒的寡妇一样，这样的祷告，神岂不是会答应这样的信实的神、公义的神，岂不是把最好的给我们，一定会垂听我们祷告，为我们开路的。
Jesus looked forward to our constant prayer. She really, he will give the best to us, listen to our prayer, and show us the way.
但其实非常可惜的，今天大部分的人都不看重坚持的祷告。尽管我们常说祷告是复兴之药。
Unfortunately, most people today do not value the importance of persistent prayer. Although we often say that prayer is the key to revival.
我们虽然知道祷告很重要，但是很实际的，每一周固定来参加祷告会的人数屈指可数。
Although we know the importance of prayer, but every week there's only a handful of people coming to the church prayer meeting.
甚至有人天真的以为说，哎，祷告是牧师的责任啊，所以教会不复兴是因为牧师祷告不够的结果啊。
Some people naively think that prayer is pastor's responsibility. The fact that church is not revived is because pastor didn't pray hard enough.
经常我过去哈，过去经常有人来请牧师为他祷告，这个很好，我也必须做很好，而且我也很愿意啊这样来做。但是理由呢，哎，却让我很奇怪，因为圣经讲说传道人这个是祈祷，专心祈祷传道是他的工作，因为当年使徒也是专心以祈祷传道为业。所以今天的传道人也应该是这样子的。
Oftentimes people will ask pastor to pray for them, which is good, and I'm more than happy to do it. They did it because they think prayer and preaching is pastor's main duties, because the apostles focused their ministry on prayer and preaching. Therefore, today's missionaries should also do the same.
所以换句话说，他们不需要太多祷告，让牧师多多祷告就好了，这样让牧师更属灵啊。帮助牧为了帮助牧师更专心哈，更属灵哈，这是让牧师祷告就好，这不对的。
So they don't think they need to pray very often. All they need is to let the pastor to pray, so pastor will be more spiritual. This is not right.
不过还有一些人还好一点点，他说至少他祷告了，然后呢来说啊，我祷告可能比较上帝不垂听，但是牧师祷告可能帮忙再继续帮忙祷告一下。美其名的理由是圣经有讲说义人的祷告怎么样，哦，义人的祷告，所以牧师呢这个上面好像光圈亮一点点，所以牧师祷告一定可能会有多一点效果，所以这样。
Also some people will at least pray on their own first and then they will come to ask pastor to pray for them because they think when they pray God may not listen to him and he will ask the pastor to pray as The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, and especially the pastor it looks more decent and has a shiny halo. Perhaps his prayer will be more effective. It is more likely that God will listen to it.
可是圣经又说啊，世界上连一个义人都没有，那岂不是我们所有的祷告都没有功效了？
The Bible also says that there is no righteous in the world.Does that mean that our prayers will not be effective?
那到底这段圣经在讲什么呢？雅各书五章十六节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
The power of the righteous man is powerful and effective. You bless your sin, each prayer for each other too, that you may be.
这里讲到祷告是每一位神对每一个基督徒的期待，它也是基督徒我们基督徒生活的一部分啊。所以我们都要，你们都要彼此认罪，互相代求，然后呢，使我们可以得医治。
So prayer is everybody's responsibility, and God wants each of us to confess and pray for each other.
然后呢，之后才说，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。意思就是说，当我们彼此认罪、互相代求的时候，我们就被神称为义了。这时候，我们的祷告。就有功效了。
And then say the prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. So if we confess and pray for each other, then we can be considered as righteous by God. Then our prayers become effective.
祷告是神对每一位基督徒的期待，它是生活每一位基督徒生活的一部分，就像我们人需要呼吸一样，这是我们生活的一部分，不可以缺少的。
God expects every Christian to pray. It's part of our Christian life, just as important as breathing. It's indispensable.
所以你如果愿意看见我们教会被复兴，那你不能不祷告。
If you want to see church revival, you will have to pray.
假如你需要你经历你个人灵命复苏，那你更不能不祷告。
If you want to experience personal spiritual revival, there's no other way but to pray.
哇，很多人很羡慕韩国教会很复兴啊。我很复习，但是他们教会每一天早上五点钟有晨祷，每一天除了星期天啊，因为他们说牧师太辛苦了，礼拜天要他讲道，礼拜天放他一马。但是其他弟兄姐妹聚在一起五点钟祷告啊。
Many people admire the church revival in Korea, but their churches have morning prayers at 5 o'clock every morning, except Sunday, emphasizing the pastor's busy and heavy workload and schedule.
所以韩国教会他们想说，他们复兴教会复兴的理由很简单，不是因为他们的牧师很优秀，而是教会的会众看重祷告，教会就复兴了。
The reason for the church revival in Korea is very simple. The church revival is not because the pastor is excellent. The church will be revived when the whole church is serious about the prayer.
我有时候跟这些韩国教会的牧师在一起，我很受激励，我也巴不得我们的教会也像他们这发展得很快，所以是一提到早上五点钟，我想我回来敢不敢请弟兄姐妹五点钟来啊？我想礼拜三晚上大家下班了，轻松了，吃饱饭了，都人那么少，然后如果每一天五点钟谁会来呢？
Sometimes I meet with the Korean pastors. I'm really motivated by them. But every time I think of it, can I really invite our church members to come here to pray every morning at 5 o'clock? You know, like Wednesday evening, 7:30 is after work and after dinner. Everybody has a free time. It's only once a week.
好，我给大家看一个数据，让大家心里舒服一点，不要这样的责备自己哈。好，根据宣称以基督教立国的美国宣称哈，他们宣称到底有多少人在祷告
？In the United States, which is supposedly a Christian nation, how many people are actually praying？
因为根据统计，至少有八九十，他们称为他们相信有神哈，所以我想每个人祷告应该有八九十个 percent 嘛哈，每天祷告应该哈，如果我们每一天都要祷告，应该八九十啊。但是你们猜每一天有多少美国基督徒在祷告
？We think that it should be at least 80-90% people praying, but let's guess how many people actually pray every day.
好，根据这个2014年皮尔哈研究中心的调查显示，有只有55%的美国人每一天祷告。
According to the 2014 survey performed by the Pew Research Center, only 55% of the Americans said that they pray every day.
然后呢，有21%的人表示每一周或是每个月有祷告。
Only 21% said that they pray every week or every month.
那23%的人呢，表示他们从来很少或者从来不祷告。
23% said that they rarely or never pray.
哇，这个很让我们意外哈。不过让我更意外的是什么？在55%里面哈，每天祷告的人当中，其中有20%，他们是没有宗教信仰的，但他们每天祷告。
Surprisingly, among the interviewees who pray every day, only 20% of them claim that they they have a religious belief, and they pray every day, but
they don't believe.
They don't have a religious belief, but they pray every day.
那请问他祷告谁啊？向谁祷告啊？还是一种精神寄托的习惯啊？习惯而已呢？
Who are they praying to? Is it just a ritual for spiritual peace?
那我们再想看看，我们有没有像哈拿一样， 有具体内容的，而且横切不停的，有一个目标导向的这样的祷告呢？
Is it like Hannah involving constant goal-oriented prayers with substance?
今天下午我们在核桃室，我们有一个全世界祷告日的大集合。我们的夹报里面都有，已经上次已经发过了，几个礼拜前我们发过，今天就在今天下午，这是一个机会，这是一个机会，我们基督徒聚集在一起，全世界有2亿的基督徒在不同的地点聚集在一起来祷告。
This afternoon, there's a global prayer day meeting in Walnut. This is a large gathering. All the Christians around the world value prayer. They will gather together.
那这是世界各地最看重祷告的基督徒在今天圣灵降临节的大聚集，在洛杉矶地区，其实离我们不是很远。
This is all the Christians around the world who value prayer. They gather to celebrate Pentecost. This prayer meeting is in the greater Los Angeles area. It's not too far away from us.
Yeah, 盼望我们可以一起前往，一起经历祷告的大能，让神来翻转整个城市，以及翻转你我的生命。
I hope that there will be more people joining us to experience the power of prayer together. Let God turn this city around and change our lives.
第二个哈拿，他得到灵命复苏的原因是他有一个耐心。
The second,
他能够通过环境的考验。
The second reason for Hannah to experience spiritual relief is her patience. She passed the test of the surroundings.
好，我们一起来读第十三到十六节，好吗
？Let's read verses 13 through 16.
如果你眼睛够好的话，请你读大声一点。好，预备，请。
Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and regret.
上帝给哈拿了一些考验，就是容许他的生命当中遇到一些的艰难。
God put Hannah through some tests, which is to allow some difficulties in her life.
但是我们看见，当他挺过去之后呢，神才赐福给他。
We can see that only after she had passed the test, God gave blessings to her.
那我相信呢，这些的考验啊，或者试炼啊，都是神特意在他生命中让他发生的。
I believe that God deliberately let this test or trials happen in her life.
那基本上呢，这些考验是来自两方面。首先是她的对头。
Basically entails two aspects. First is her rival.
好，哈拿这样说，她说我因被人激动，然后呢，愁苦太多。
Hannah said, I've been provoked with too much anguish and grief.
那在之前呢，在第六节就记载啊，在之前的就不是在这里讲，之前第六节就讲啊，皮尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，怎么样？大大激动他，使他生气。
Previously recorded in the verse 6, the scripture says, because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival Peninnah kept provoking her in order to irritate her.
好，也就是说，这位得寸进尺的小三啊，故意来激怒他。
That is, this evil spirited concubine was purposely trying to irritate her.
啊，我们都知道，在当时的背景是容许娶很多老婆的。
We all know at that time, men can marry more than one wife.
那也许我们不能够明白哈拿心中的愁苦，我甚至觉得说，哦，她有一个疼爱她的老公，应该多幸福啊。
Maybe we cannot understand the misery in Hannah's mind, and even think that since her husband loves her so much, she should be very happy, right?
Yeah, 但是她，你看，好东西，她的丈夫都给她双份，啊，甚至经常甜言蜜语，啊，哄她说，啊，有我不比十个儿子好吗？
He always gave her a double portion of treats, and would try to cheer her up by saying that, Don't I mean more than 10 sons?
Yeah, 而且他也默许了，哈，默认了，他也没有反驳，是啊，是啊，哈，所以的确有这样对他的这么好的老公，哈，能说这样子的话。
And she would also agree and acknowledge that She has a loving husband who treated her really well and always said nice things to her.
在我们家我都不敢对妻子做这个话，反倒是师母常常安慰我说，孩子生不出来就算了吧，反正想想你，有你比十个孩子还好，意思就是说把我当十个孩子来玩，他就开心了。
In our family, I wouldn't even dare to say this to my wife. On the contrary, my wife often comforts me and say that it's okay not being able to bear a child. Come to think of it, it is better to have you than 10 children, which means that she can be very happy to be able to play with me as if I were 10 small children.
我们来想一想当时的时代，不能生育对妇女来讲是一种极大的羞辱。
But in those days, it is a great humiliation for infertile women.
那不像在今天不孕症非常的普遍，甚至很多的顶客族他们也故意不要有小孩。
Unlike today, infertility is quite common. Many double-income families don't even want to have children.
就像古代中国人的观念，他说不孝有三，无后为大。
This is similar to the traditional Chinese thinking. There are three aspects of having no filial piety or disregards for parents. And the most serious one is to have no children.
你看哦，哈拿的先生叫做以利加拿，都是姓拿的，后面都拿的，然后很想要有孩子可以传宗接代，但是呢哈拿又生不出来，所以他就默许他娶了二房，也叫皮尼拿，也叫拿的皮尼拿，并且也顺利的生儿育女。
Hannah's husband Elkanah would like to have children to carry on his family, so Hannah did not oppose for him to marry Peninnah as his second wife, who went down to give birth to his children. But even so,
但是不要忘记，就算如此，哈拿仍是受宠的大老婆，她可以有权柄，就像撒拉一样，怎么样？她把夏甲赶出去，并且把生的孩子都带走。可是她并没有这样做。
But even so, don't forget that Hannah is still the favored first wife, like Sarah. She had the power and could kick Hagar out of the house and take away her children, but she didn't do it this way.
Hannah 为什么不要这样做呢？因为她知道这一切都是神给她的考验，所以她只到人面前，她没有到人那个对头那里跟她这个，她只到神面前来向神哭诉。所以她心里为什么她心里愁苦的原因？
Because she knew that this was God's test for her, so she could only cry out to God. No wonder she felt miserable in her heart.
好，第二个考验呢，是来自祭司以利。
The second test came from the priest Eli.
那身为一个祭司啊，讲话不谨慎，说话不经大脑就出口，随便论断人、误会人，人家祷告只动嘴唇不出声，居然说人家是什么喝醉酒不正经啊，还当场骂他，你要醉到几时呢？
As a priest, he was not cautious with his words. He didn't think before he spoke. He judged people cavalierly and misjudged people. She prayed in her heart, moving her lips but with no voice. He accused her for getting drunk and being wicked. Also, he scolded her on the spot, saying, "How long will you keep on getting drunk?"
我想如果牧师在教会这样乱骂人然后呢，可能被对方这个发飙臭骂一顿回来甚至一告到长执会去，可能马上就被解雇了。
If you hear pastor cursing people like that, the pastor might have already been yelled at, and may even have been reported to the deacon board, and could soon be fired.
但是哈拿，他被如此的冒犯，甚至羞辱。他都没有怀恨在心，只是解释清楚，哎呀，不是主啊，哎，叫主人，不是你所想象的这样。这不但是他的风度，乃是他一个极大的耐心。他明白这一切的苦难，不管是被人激怒也好，让人误会也好，受到屈辱也好，都是神容许他对他的考验，终必会过去了。于是他就能够释怀了。
But Hannah had no resentment. Even though she was offended and humiliated in this way, she only explained that she was not as what Eli described. This is not only because her temperament, but also because of her great patience. She understood that all these sufferings, whether it was anguish and grief caused by others or being misjudged and humiliated, was God's test for her. All this eventually will pass and she will be relieved because she does not care.
因为她的生命呢,已经不在乎别人怎么看她了,她只在乎神怎么看她,这也是一个真正属神的人应该有的态度。
She does not care how others see her. She only cares how God looks at her. This is the attitude a true believer of God should have.
你看别人怎么祷告的，别人都怎么祷告，别人祷告都是很大声，然后呢，听了哇，开始拍手的哈，就是啊，这个，但是哈拿的祷告是发自内心、诚心的，向神倾心吐意的，所以他就没有大声宣扬出来。
Other people pray loudly to receive applause, but Hannah's prayer was from her sincere heart to God, so there was no need to say it loudly.
所以根本她不在乎别人怎么看她，对于环境的安排，她也以一颗顺服的态度来面对。难怪她的生命能够被神祝福，能够让神使用。
So she doesn't really care how other people look at her. She faced all the encountering surrounding her with an obedient attitude. No wonder her life can be blessed and be used by God.
同样的，我们来看我们的生命，可能也会出现很多神所容许的艰难。但是，我们有没有像哈拿一样，有一颗耐心与气度，来容许我们生命被神雕塑、修剪，而最终通过神的考验呢？
In the same way, God may also have planned a lot of hardships in our lives. Do we have the same patience, temperament, and tolerance as Hannah to allow our lives to be molded, trimmed, and finally pass through God's test?
我们似乎很容易就被别人一句话所激怒。就算我们没有以牙还牙，我们也会将这个怒气或是说这个垃圾再转嫁给别人，让周围的人也受到波及跟遭殃。
It seems to be easy for us to be angered by other people's words. Even if we didn't go as far as an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, we may still take it out on others so that people around us are affected or shaken up by our anger, isn't it?
Yeah, 又有一些人呢，他来教会听讲道，总是觉得牧师都在骂他，所以呢，有一些人就是有些讲道的人很可怜。
对，所以莫名其妙被会有使脸色，或是因为某一句话重伤他，他就不能够释怀，就把这个怒气就在这个讲道的人身上来发泄。There are also some people who always feel that the pastor's preaching is scolding or directing at him or her. These poor preachers would often, for no reason, get dirty looks from some members of the church because he or she feels hurt by that and couldn't let it go.
但是我们来看，当哈拿她改变心里的态度，她就不会总觉得说好像别人都在冒犯她。When
Hannah changed her attitude, she didn't feel that people were trying to offend her.
那假设我们每一个人都有这样子的一个操练，那教会就不再有冲突了，那岂不是要大大复兴了吗？
So if every one of us is like that, then there will be no reason that church would not be totally revived.
最后一个，哈拿的信心，她勇于放手的行动。The
last one, Hannah's confidence, the act to let go.
好，我们接下来读第十八节，来，预备。Let's
read verse 18. She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
好，我们接下来看到哈拿呢，她的脸不再带愁容了。 为什么她不再带愁容呢？因为她有勇于放手的信心，知道神必定为她开路。Why
wasn't Hannah's face unhappy anymore? Because of her faith in letting go, she knew that God would show her the way.
希伯来书第十一章第一节这样说，我们一起来读。Hebrew
11:1, let's all read together.
来。
Now faith is confidence that we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
好，请问当时哈拿已经生孩子了没有？还没有吗？
Did Hannah already have a baby at that time? No.
但是 Hannah 有一个信心的确据，深信神必定会垂听的祷告，所以她的态度完全就改变了。
Because Hannah has such assurance of her faith, she was convinced that God will listen to her prayers, so her attitude changed completely.
那让我们再来回顾一下 Hannah 的祷告是什么，她的祷告内容是什么。
Let's pay attention to what's in her prayer and bow.
她是仅求一个孩子，而且呢，将这个孩子完全献给神。
She was only asking for a child and will completely dedicate this child to God.
她不是说，上帝，你给我两个孩子，然后呢，我再献其中那一个，而且是比较笨的那一个。她的祷告没有讨价还价，而是毫无保留。
She did not ask God to give her two children and then offer one of the two. There was no bargaining in her prayer. It was without any reservation.
那我们可能不会这样祷告哦，就是你祷告有了又全部给神，那不是白祷告都没了。应该是他没有，而且呢，他说这个孩子他祷告啊之后，果然他怀孕了，而且孩子也顺利出生了。他给他取一个名字叫什么？撒母耳，撒母耳是什么意思？撒母耳是什么意思？不知道哈。撒母耳就是神垂听，所以接下来经文就讲说，这个是我从耶和华那里求来的哈。哈拿就这样讲，因为撒母耳在希伯来语的相这个同音哈，同音就是神垂听的意思。
When we pray, we probably won't pray like Hannah, because if we pray for something and then we give it away, then we ended up with nothing. But Hannah prayed that way, and sure enough, she was indeed pregnant soon after she returned, and her child was born and named Samuel, meaning that the God listens the prayer.
因为哈拿没有忘记这个孩子是如何借着他的祷告向神求来的，所以他没有忘记神的恩典，没有背弃他所许愿承诺。
Because Hannah did not forget that the child was in response to her prayer to God. She did not forget God's grace, nor was she going to abandon her promise.
所以等这个孩子慢慢的长大了，慢慢长大，长大到断奶了，不知道吃奶吃到几岁，不过断奶之后，他就真的带着孩子到圣殿还愿，让这个小男孩一辈子在圣殿当中侍奉神，这很不容易的。
After the child grew up and weaned, she took the child to the temple to fulfill her promise, so that the little boy would serve God in the temple for the rest of his life. This is not easy at all.
我在想，假如我们在座，包括我自己，是哈拿的话，我们一定可以找个千百个理由或借口来拒绝献出这个孩子。
If we were Hannah, I'm sure we could find thousands of excuses not to give away the child.
例如他许愿祷告的时候，他没有开口嘛，没人听见啊。
For example,
连一粒都不知道。
For example, when she made a vow, she didn't really open her mouth. Even the Eli didn't hear it.
甚至况且一粒有两个不成才的孩子，一粒自己孩子都管不好，那哈拿把他这个宝贝儿子交给他，那岂不是毁了他的一生？
Additionally, Eli couldn't even manage the two not so good children of his own. If Hannah turned over her baby son to him, wouldn't that destroy his life?
或者 Hannah 也可以祷告神，你再给我一个儿子啊，唯一的儿子没了，那将来谁给我送终呢？
She could have also asked God to give her another son. Without her only son, who will bury her when she dies?
他也可以跟神讨价还价，拖延时间啊，我愿意送献给你。不过他才刚断奶啊，可能的体弱多病啊等等，所以让他大一点的时候再还给你啊，至少有这样的一个借口。可是呢，再多的借口，再多的理由，哈拿一个都没有用。
She could have also tried to delay. You know, the baby just weaned, and the body might still be very fragile.In any event, there are numerous excuses that she could have used, but Hannah didn't use any.
而且当哈拿带着他的儿子撒母耳来还愿献祭的时候，还带着祭物，包括三只公牛、一法拉细面、一皮带酒等。他不是说 我现在儿子就够了，乃是他还尽他的能力再去奉献。
Furthermore, when Hannah took Samuel to fulfill her vow and present her offerings, she also brought sacrifices, including three bulls and an ephah of noodles, a bag of wine, and so on. She did not think it was enough to just offer her son. She tried to offer to the best of her ability.
不像少数有些人总喜欢跟上帝斤斤计较。例如我就认识一些人很有钱，他也受感动要奉献一块地来盖教堂，但是很奇怪，他就不再奉献金钱去买这些建材来盖了。
Unlike some people who always bargain with God, for example, I know some very wealthy people. It was deeply moved and donated a piece of land to build the church, but strangely enough,He would not donate any additional money for the church to purchase the building materials.
我也认识一些人，他们很慷慨，受了感动，他捐献钢琴啊、讲台啊、桌椅啊、音响，整个这个大笔的开销。但是很奇怪的，他那个月就不守十一奉献了。
I also know some people who were moved and donated piano, podium, tables and chairs, audio equipment and other large expense items. But strange thing is that.They would not give the tithes that month.
然而哈拿他并不是这样，他仍按着他的力量献祭给神，他总是献最好的给神。
However, Hannah is not like that. She would offer to God according to her ability. She always dedicate the best to God.
好，接下来最难得可贵的是，当哈拿遵守承诺，把孩子献给神许愿之后。他不是一路哭着回家，因为孩子没有了，我想我们会伤心。他是怎么样？他是喜乐歌颂祷告回去，怎么会这样子？
What's more important is that after she completely dedicated her son to God in accordance to her vow, she did not cry all the way home because she no longer had the child. Instead, she joyfully praised and prayed. How could this be?
你看真正的放手是什么？是放手，真的放手不是一种赌注，而是发自内心的相信，一个信心，知道神要来使用这个孩子。
When she really let go is that she has the faith, she believed that the God will really use her son.
她真实的相信这个孩子将要被神所使用，并且能够参与在神荣耀的计划当中，这是何等的有福啊！
She truly believed that her son would be used by God and would be able to participate in the glorious plan of God. How blessed is this?
所以他一祷告，他就开口说，在撒母耳记上第二章一开始就这样讲。怎么讲呢？我们一起来读这段经文好不好？
So she prayed in her prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2. Let's all read together. My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high.My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
这是一开始而已，一直到第十节，整段一节到第十节就是他的祷告或是他的诗歌的内容。那这一段祷告文千古不朽，后来被耶稣的母亲玛利亚所引用。为什么？因为玛利亚跟哈拿一样，所生出来的孩子将要为神完成一个伟大的计划。
This verses from verse 1 through 10 in the prayer was passed down for thousands of years and was later quoted by Mary, the mother of Jesus, because the son given birth by Mary, like in the case of Hannah, will accomplish a great plan for God.
那不但是被玛利亚所引用，在今天世世代代的基督徒一直在纪念这一段的祷告时是多么的宝贵。
All the Christians now also remember this prayer.
我们看见哈拿勇于放手的信心，以及说他所带出来的行动，难怪神后来要再赐福给他，又给他三个儿子，两个女儿。
This is the faith of Hannah to let go, and this action and the actions she brought out. No wonder God later blessed her again, gave her three.More sons and two daughters.
当他有这样放手的信心，我们看见神就赐福给他更多更多。这是我们要学习的。
When she has such kind of faith to let go, God bless her much more. This is the lesson that we need to learn.
最后我们知道我们每一个人在生命当中都会遇到愁苦不如意。
Finally, we know every one of us will experience difficulty.
作为牧师我常常有机会遇到一些弟兄姐妹来跟我分享甚至诉苦说牧师你不要找我服侍你看我目前这种光景你看我事业没什么工作没什么进展家庭生活一塌糊涂我心中非常愁苦我没有心思甚至见证来服侍神啊。
People often complain to me, they said, Pastor, please don't get me to serve again. Look at my current situation. I made absolutely no progress in my career. My family life is a mess. I'm miserable. What kind of testimony can my serving do?
你看哈拿还是被神使用，虽然他愁苦啊，神要大大使用他。
You know, like a Hannah, God used her.
即使我们看见圣经中许多神所重用的人，都不是在他们一帆风顺的时候。
Actually, we can see that many of the important figures in the Bible, they were not used by God when they were doing well.
当然，我们也同意，我们处在一个生命愁苦当中，我们没有动力去服侍神，但是不要忘记。我们有一个责任，那就是我们要先得到灵命的复苏，以至于我们才能够去完成神在我们生命当中那超乎你所求所想的那个计划。
Of course, I understand that it's hard to have motivation to serve God when our lives are miserable. But don't forget our responsibility to first to get spiritual revival so that we can accomplish God's plan in our life, which is beyond. What we can ever ask for or imagine.
我们在座每一个人都担负着一个使命，但是不要忘记，我们在承担这个使命之前，我们要先得到灵命的复苏，否则我们根本没有办法去完成。
We all have the responsibility, but before that, we have to experience the spiritual revival. Otherwise, we cannot do it.
我很受激励，特别是有许多人跟我分享他的感动。包括那个校长他在这边成立一个学校就听一听觉得哇这么大的一个理想抱负为神国他能够把他的生命都摆上哇很重要但是我告诉你我觉得更重要的是我们灵命要先得到复苏
I'm motivated by the story many people share with me especially the principal of the Bible school and a lot of why they did all this, but before we can do anything, we really have to experience the spiritual revival.
如果没有灵里的支持，我们做没有办法坚持到底。
If we don't have a spiritual support, we cannot sustain.
我们从哈拿的故事当中，我们看见一个原本愁苦的妇人，却因为她的灵命复苏，借着她坚持不停的祷告，挺住环境的试验，并且勇于放手的行动，我们最终看见她可以参与在神。神圣伟大的计划当中成为万人的祝福。
From the story of Hannah, we saw a woman who originally had a miserable life, but because of her spiritual revival, through her persistent prayer, she fended off the trials of her life and had the courage to let go. Finally, we see that she was able to participate in God's great and sacred plan and become the blessing of millions of people.
而且我更相信，假如哈拿可以，我相信你也可以。阿门。
I believe that if Hannah can, you can too. Amen.
如果我们可以愿意更亲近神，来寻求神的心意，并且明白神在我们生命中那份特别的计划，如果你可以这样信，你愿意吗？愿意，让我们一起来回应。我们愿意亲近，更亲近。
As long as you are willing to get closer to God, see God's will, and understand the special plan that God has in your life, will you be willing to? Let's all rise.